This daily Christian newscast is brought to you in partnership with SermonAudio.com.
It's Tuesday, March 17th, A.D. 2020. This is The Worldview in 5 minutes, written by Kevin Swanson and heard at TheWorldview.com. I'm Adam McManus. As we reported last Thursday, the International Society for Civil Liberties and Rule of Law has documented that 3,000 Christians have been killed per year in northern Nigeria, Africa, since 2015. An additional 350 people were killed just in the last 2 months. Plus, the lives of 20 pastors were taken by the pogrom. Muslim jihadist Fulani herdsmen accounted for 7,400 Christian deaths. The Muslim terrorist group Boko Haram killed another 4,000, and the highway bandits took the lives of 150, noted the Christian Post. Last Wednesday, a U.S. district judge overturned a 1988 South Carolina law prohibiting teaching sexual perversions in public school classrooms, reports NBC News. The judge argued that the law violated the Equal Protection Clause in the 14th Amendment of the U.S. Constitution. The law had made it illegal for public school teachers to discuss, quote, alternate sexual lifestyles from heterosexual relationships, end quote, except in the context of sexually transmitted diseases. Teachers who disobeyed the law and included sexual perversions in their curriculum were fired. Responding to the downturn in the economy, due in large part to coronavirus fears, the Federal Reserve cut interest rates to near zero again, reports CNN. That's roughly the same percentage the Fed held between 2008 and 2015. These are the lowest rate levels for the Fed in the last century, a strategy the government hopes will stimulate a little more debt spending. Coronavirus infections have peaked now both in South Korea and China. South Korean new cases have dropped under 100 this week. In Italy, meanwhile, where 1,000 have died. That country saw its largest day-to-day increase in infections, reports CNN. And Germany joins the list of nations shutting down borders, including Czech Republic, Denmark, France, Switzerland, and Austria. The U.S. stock market took a beating yesterday, opening the way to an economic recession. The Dow closed at 20,186, down another 3,000 points for the day, reports Clear Channel Radio. That represents a drop of about 9,000 points off the high of 29,300 last month, a 31% correction thus far and the worst percentage drop since 1987. And the NASDAQ index experienced its worst day in history. The Federal Reserve moved Sunday to inject $700 billion of quantitative easing into Treasury and mortgage-backed securities. This is reminiscent of the $4 trillion of quantitative easing the Fed applied in the 2008 financial crisis, reports CNBC. Also, oil dropped to $28.70 per barrel on Monday, the lowest wholesale price in 40 years. 1 Timothy 6, verse 17 instructs those who are rich in the present age not to be conceited and not to put their hope in the uncertainty of wealth, but in God, who richly provides all things for us to enjoy. As of Monday, 12 states have closed restaurants and or bars over coronavirus concerns by order of state governors, reports TheHill.com. The states include California, Illinois, Indiana, Louisiana, Michigan, Maryland, New York, Massachusetts, Ohio, Pennsylvania, Rhode Island, and Washington. New York City has closed all of its schools. School closures in America due to the coronavirus have now affected 30 million children in the U.S., almost half of the public school population. Also, in a White House briefing conducted yesterday, the president advised that all American children, quote, school at home, end quote. So far, 6,700 people have died of the coronavirus around the world, including 70 in America. Contrast that with about 5 million people worldwide who have died of other communicable diseases during the same time frame, according to OurWorldInData.org. For example, 1.2 million have died of influenza and other digestive diseases, 500,000 of tuberculosis, 500,000 of HIV/AIDS, 310,000 of malaria, and 3.2 million have died around the world of upper and lower respiratory disease. Let's fear God and not these diseases, as we are told in Deuteronomy 28, verses 58 through 60. If you do not carefully observe all the words of this law that are written in this book, that you may fear this glorious and awesome name, the Lord your God, then the Lord will bring upon you and your descendants extraordinary plagues, great and prolonged plagues, and serious and prolonged sicknesses. Moreover, he will bring back on you all the diseases of Egypt, of which you were afraid, and they shall cling to you. Many churches across the country are not gathering for their Sunday services out of concern that the coronavirus might be spread. World Magazine reports that Pastor Mark Deaver's Capitol Hill Baptist Church, Pastor Kevin DeYoung's Christ Covenant Church in Matthews, North Carolina, and Joel Osteen's Lakewood Church in Houston all canceled services at their buildings on Sunday. The Dead Sea Scroll fragments displayed at the Washington, D.C.-based Museum of the Bible have turned out to be forgeries. National Geographic has reported that all 16 pieces were faked. The museum had learned that at least 5 were forgeries 2 years ago. Over 10,000 actual fragments of the Dead Sea Scrolls reside at a museum in Jerusalem. And finally, despite low theater attendance over the weekend, the faith-based film I Still Believe took the number one place for box office sales. Depicting the life story of Christian musician Jeremy Camp, it's been reviewed positively by Focus on the Family. The film beat out Sony's Bloodshot and Disney's pro-homosexual film, Onward. And that's The World View in 5 minutes, on this Tuesday, March 17th in the year of our Lord, 2020. Subscribe by iTunes or email to our unique Christian newscast at theworldview.com or get the Generations app through Google Play or the App Store. I'm Adam McManus. Seize the day for Jesus Christ.